there any questions?
I'm interested in the fact that there hasn't been a recall since 1988. You know, we have these field return forms when people return vaccine to BCCDC, and there's a code there for recall. And we keep getting all this vaccine-coded recall, and so that's a good soundbite for me. There hasn't been a vaccine recalled since 1988. Are there any more questions for Samara? That was pretty quick. Does everybody understand, you know, what impact does, and also passive surveillance, and where those forms go that get filled out in the field, and no questions about any of that? That's an important part of the whole vaccine safety part. Is a huge role that BCCDC has to roll all those together, look at them all. The alert that it happens automatically, like that concept that would happen automatically, that's sounds like you understood it. Good.
Thank you, Marilyn. So it looks like we've caught up some time this afternoon, which is great. I think everybody, I know that you all have had a long day, and we've kept you going and shortened the breaks. So I'm glad that you can take a breather before the next event, and that is our meet and greet reception. There's an invitation in your package for a 2-hour, 5 to 7 o'clock event, and we are very pleased to host it, and by we, I mean the planning committee for the BC Immunization Forum. That planning committee originated out of our BC Immunization Subcommittee, and I'll tell you who's on it, and some of these people you've already seen because we've drawn on them heavily for things like facilitating the sessions and coordinating the feedback to the plenary this afternoon. So Donna McNeil from Vancouver Island Health Authority. I don't know if these people are here. Would you like to stand up and just pop your head there? Thank you. Patricia Emery and Karen Wonders from Northern Health Authority. Charmaine Enns, also from Vancouver Island Health Authority. I'm not sure whether she's here today. And she'll be here tomorrow. And Jennifer Williams from Cowichan Tribe also will be here tomorrow. I know that they are in the afternoon session. Karen Peel, who you've just met in the green jacket. And Karen McColgan from First Nations Inuit Health. So that's our planning committee, and I hope that you'll come and meet and greet us. And we also will have a showing, the premiere launch of the DVD. I don't think we had to pay copyright to CSI on this, but Ian Rowe can confirm. But it's a DVD that was based, I think, on CSI. It's Disease Scene Investigation. And every year we've received some funds to initiate the development and launch of specific vaccine promotion strategies. This past year, the focus was school-based immunization programs, partly because of our HPV program, but also as an attempt to update some of the materials that are used for school-based vaccination. And so there are three separate films that will be showing upstairs, as well as some of the materials that have been prepared before. And so Ian Rowe will be demoing those, and please keep an eye out for that. It'll be showing in the room, and ask any questions that you may have. And these have not yet been launched to the world, but they're about to be. Ian, do you have any details to share with us?
As you said, they were sort of from the promotions working group. That's what we ended up going with. And there are three videos as part of the DSI. They're kind of episodic. And there's Chloe and Taylor. They're the investigators. They're youngish looking. They're not, you know, 14 young, but they look young. And they're kind of done in a style that, I hope don't look like public health videos. That was our goal. You know, there's pretty high production value. They're very flashy, very cool blue. Looking, like CSI.
They're very blue.
Yeah, very blue. Lots of shadows and lights and stuff. So,
the duration, the number of minutes.
They're about 5 minutes each.
Yeah. So we hope that you enjoy seeing those. We have been marvelously well supported by our administrative staff for this conference, and you can imagine how much work it takes, especially in the last 2 days, to put all of the final packages together, including all of the last-minute changes to registration. We had a wait list of people who wanted to attend. We had people who unfortunately had to cancel their participation. And Jeannie Overy, Esther Cummings, Katie Duncan, and Carolyn Hoskins have really done a yeoman's work of it. And three of them are here, and they're out at the registration desk. So please tell them how fantastic this event is. Thanks to them.